This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for our program. Pleased you're with us. And if you'd like to send an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. Our phone number is 877-217-5757. We start with Ed Cullen. 40 years he worked at the Advocate when it was downtown, standing tall and proud right by the river. And during that time, for a couple of decades, he was a prominent commentator on National Public Radio and a close friend of the founder of WRKF, Eric DeWeese, who started this station 41 years ago come Monday. Ed Cullen also served with distinction, as did Eric DeWeese, in the Vietnam War. Unlike Presidents Trump, Clinton, Bush, and soon to be Biden, he did his patriotic chore, and he's with us to talk about the world at large, and we do have a new president taking office in a few days. And Ed Cullen, I'm sure you're following the news, and it is a tumultuous time in our country. We've been down treacherous paths before, but how does this compare with where we've been, say, in the 60s and in the Great Depression? You weren't around then, having been born in 1946, but you did see the 1960s in all its glory and its horror. How do we compare right now? Are we in a worse spot than we were a few generations ago? I don't think I left him speechless with my first question, but hopefully we'll get Ed online and see what we can do as far as talking with him. And yesterday, as noted, we were having one of his colleagues, NPR commentator Andre Kudrescu, has great ties to Baton Rouge as well. And Andre had a family emergency right at the last minute. I don't think that's happened to Ed. But while we're waiting for Ed, let's go to Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. I want to wish you a wonderful and happy birthday, and I hope that you got a whole hell of a lot more to go to celebrate, because we don't need Jim Inkster to be dead yet.
Well, I'm here, and hopefully will be for a while, and it's a great day for birthdays. I'm honored to share it with Drew Brees, who's 42 today, and, of course, my dear friend Ernest Gaines, who died November 5th of 2019. He would have been 88 years old today, and Martin Luther King, he would have been 92 today, and Martin Luther King Jr., think about it, he died when he was 39 years old, and he would have been 92, and with today's technology and medical advances, he might still be with us, and that shows what a great loss it was, all those years without one of the great Americans, maybe the greatest American of the 20th century. But thank you, Henry, for your birthday wishes. And unlike Ann Coulter, who hung up the phone on me 12 years ago on my birthday, I don't think you're going to hang up the phone on me, are you?
No, I wouldn't do that. Matter of fact, not too much. You know, I think the woman explained a lot about herself when she did that. I think the listeners got a whole lot more out of her by her attitude and her not being able to answer a question, because you're not quite the Larry King of talk hosts. You let a few hardballs get thrown out there, and apparently she didn't want that.
Well, what got her going was she kept calling soon-to-be President Obama a 14-year-old. She thought that was funny, I guess, and I corrected her, and she said that was hyperbole, and I said, no, it's a lie. He's 47. He's the same age as you, and that was Ann's age at that time, and it was, boom, she was gone, off to the races. But back in the race is Ed Cullen. I think we have you now, Ed. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's your take on our world right now?
Hello, Henry. Hello, Henry. You know, you're mentioning Ann Coulter, way my loosely wired brain works. It makes me think of P.J. O'Rourke, from whom we have heard nothing the last few years. O'Rourke was once called the only funny conservative humorist in America. He was a brilliant writer, very funny, and very conservative. And he just seems to have gone away.
Maybe there's not room for that now.
well, you know, we lost Dave Barry. I got the annual Dave Barry recap the other day. As funny as always, it's like reading Carl Hiaasen, only in a daily journalism format. We don't get him much. We don't get P.J. O'Rourke. There are really not a lot of funny writers.
Well, I remember
it's
back
deadly
in the day,
serious,
back
you know?
In the day when we had two newspapers in this town. I used to relish reading Louis Grizzard. He was a conservative who was funny.
He was, and he didn't write much about politics.
A bit. Got him in trouble sometimes, but he was very funny.
He was very funny. What he wrote about women would not be published today, though he had his women fans. I had the privilege, I guess, of driving his golf cart around. I guess it was Country Club of Louisiana. He was here speaking, and I wanted an interview. And his publicist, who was also his girlfriend, said that he was very busy, but that if I wanted to drive his golf cart in a charity golf round, I could, and I could talk to him that way. So I did, and about the ninth hole, I guess, we pulled up to the back of this mansion, and there was a sumptuous lunch waiting for us. I mean, they treat these nationally known speakers, celebrities, who come in here like royalty. I interviewed Andy Williams under similar circumstances, a thoroughly nice person. He was here for a hospital fundraiser.
Well, Ed Cullen, you're going back in time. I recall interviewing Andy Williams a couple of times, and I remember when I was doing a statewide show, a guy from West Monroe, Ken in West Monroe, still remember him. He says, "Andy, it's great to talk with you. You're my hero, and I love your song. I left my heart in San Francisco." Andy said, that's Tony Bennett. But you know what? In his next album, he did "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." Ed Cullen with us, 40 years at The Advocate. Remember Attic Salt? Danny Heitman does a great job with his column on Sundays. But Ed Cullen, of course, left quite a legacy with the newspaper of record in Louisiana. John in Livingston. John, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, John.
Good morning, and Ed certainly is missed. And Danny Heitman is a great writer. I got a question. Sunday's Advocate had an article by Cal Thomas when he is where he was basically, in so many words, as much as Cal Thomas can do, apologizing for his support and defense of Trump. I was wondering what your take was on that.
All right, Cal Thomas, who actually is not a bad guy. He's not a funny conservative, but he's not a bad guy, and sometimes he goes against the grain. I didn't read that column, but it would not surprise me that he would be quite appalled by the events of the last few weeks.
Yeah, nor I. Cal Thomas, along with a handful of other columnists, you don't always know where they're going with the first paragraph. And most liberal and conservative columnists, you do. It's a waste of time to read the whole column. But good columnists take you on a little bit of a joyride, and you're not always sure where you're going to end up. George Wills was like that.
Well, Ed is a man about town. If he's born in 1946, we know how old he is. He's 74 years old, but he rides his bike. He still writes for Country Roads, and I think he has a feature coming on backpacking. But, Ed, are you still active? Are you still out there amid the pandemic? Are you doing your thing?
I ride with a group of old friends. 3 days a week is the goal, but with the cold weather, maybe that's 1 or 2 days a week. But, you know, we ride. I tend opened a couple of gardens. The story on it's bike packing. It's like backpacking, but on a bike.
Bike packing, okay.
Yeah, that I'm doing for Country Roads, which I'm so happy they've weathered this downturn in the economy. I know it must have really cost them in advertising, but they're coming back from that. They've got a subscription special going now. Check them out at their website.
877-217-5757 for the veteran writer Ed Cullen, Pride of Alexandria, 40 years at The Advocate. We'll talk more with him after this 90-second pause. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. In a few more minutes with Ed Cullen, we'll also hear from Tony Spell, if things go according to plan. Of course, a very controversial minister amid the pandemic. And Ed Cullen, who at 74 is, I guess he's first up if he wants to be for a vaccine. Have you scheduled your vaccine yet?
I've never looked so forward to getting a shot. Yes, I've got one coming up. The only reason I know it's Friday is I hear the garbage trucks out there. I got about a week, I think. I've got one coming up. That's interesting, the way this thing has rolled out. I got a friend called and said, hey, call 763-4500 and get a shot. So I called the number. The woman answered on the first ring, and it was Baton Rouge General. And, you know, she signed me and my wife up. I know people who are about to get their second shots because they happen to be in some plan. I think Ochsner's got a family plan. But it's interesting the way this thing has rolled out. It's really kind of the lottery, you know.
Mm-hmm. And some people, of course, don't want to get their shots.
I will take their shot. I'm good on the first one, but I'll take their second shot.
A listener asked if you've had people close to you who have contracted it and even worse, passed away.
No, not passed away, but yes, people close to me, friends, have gotten it. I know of some children who've gotten it. So far, one friend was pretty sick for a couple of weeks, but everybody else. Fairly mild case. Now, some of them sound like they're going to cough for the rest of their lives, but yeah. You know, you mentioned Andre Kudrescu, and I think possibly maybe he forgot he was on with you because his mother is sick, I believe.
Well, we talked yesterday. He knew he was scheduled, and his mother's in a very critical point. And
yeah.
I was thinking Andre is same age as you, so his mom must be in her 90s.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
You can imagine, and she said she was in hospice, and it sounded right. Like a dire situation.
Right.
But
at one point we had three people from Baton Rouge, though Andre spent a lot of his time in New Orleans, but he was a teacher at LSU. We had three people as commentators on
National Public Radio.
It may have all been on All Things Considered, or maybe Jack Hamilton was on Morning Edition. I don't remember.
He was on Marketplace, and you were
Marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there were three of us.
You and Andre, yeah, all in Baton Rouge at the same time. It was remarkable.
I don't think that's probably ever happened anywhere else unless, you know, New York or some big.
Yeah, but we're glad you're still in the game. And Ed Cullen is a guy who loves life, and you have lived a full life. And you were here almost at the genesis of WRKF, and I mentioned that you were one of the closest friends of Eric DeWeese.
Yeah.
It was great to see him a year ago when we celebrated our 40th anniversary.
It really was. I mean, I've told the story before about being in a anti-poverty meeting and seeing this geeky-looking guy in the back of the room madly scribbling, and it turned out it was Eric who was doing PR, I guess, for the agency. But he was scribbling notes for starting WRKF. So, yeah, pretty much the ground floor with RKF.
I mentioned that you and Eric served in Vietnam, and we have not, well, soon have four presidents who did not. Does that bother you?
No, no. I mean, I don't know. I think Eric was in the infantry. I think Eric saw some action. But Eric was suburbs of Chicago. He was about to get drafted, and I think he enlisted. But anyway, he was in the infantry, I think. I was in the Navy. I really wanted to go to sea. Had the war not been going on, I'd have probably joined the Merchant Marine for a couple of years and gotten it out of my system. But it was no great reasons of patriotism that I
but
joined
you did
up.
Don't sell yourself short. You did it. Well, thank you, Ed Cullen. Always a pleasure. And let's keep talking.
Okay, man. All right. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.